Good evening. Our passage is in Isaiah 6, 9 and 10. Follow along with me. And he said, "Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed." During Isaiah's day, Israel was standing on the edge of destruction by the Assyrians. Isaiah called them to repent and turn to the Lord for salvation. Fast forward to the New Testament, and Jesus preached the same message of repentance. Another thing each time had in common was a refusal to listen to the word. Eyes and ears were willfully shut to the message. Let us be vigilant in keeping our eyes and ears open and obedient to God's word. This passage should elicit some thought and a visceral reaction to the consequences of sin. Just in case you didn't hear, we're going to read it one more time. And God said, "Go and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed." How does blindness, deafness, and confusion strike you because of God's word? How does this verse align with John 3:16, "Because God so loved the world"? What does this say about our own salvation? It is speaking to the people of God, and the message is clear and blunt. The gospel message used for healing is the same message that brings judgment. These verses are quoted four times in the New Testament. Therefore, it is crucial that we understand salvation is of the Lord, and our responsibility is to respond and be an instrument of delivery. Salvation is God's work and His alone, and He's commissioned us to deliver the word. Whether the word falls on deaf ears, unrepentant ears, or ears that hear, we do not know, and we cannot affect it. Looking further into the book of Isaiah, he was listening to God ask the question, "Who should we send?" Isaiah immediately volunteered. And when God told him what he wanted, he didn't say, "But Lord, this is not fair." His response was, "How long?" Isaiah full well knew the condition of the heart could only be changed by a miracle from God. God's response showed long-suffering. He promised that there would always be a Christian remnant as long as there was life. What that means for us is that as long as a person is alive and until their final breath, salvation is always a hope. It is our duty to pray and preach for a lost world. Just like in this morning's message, the Word of God needs to be spread indiscriminately, without prejudice, without presuppositions of who should hear or how often they should hear it. Before explaining the parable of the sower, Christ admonishes the disciples for not understanding. Could it be without understanding these verses, we don't fully understand the gospel message? Does God's sovereignty make us so nervous that we try to ignore it? Does it cause us to be timid in sharing? If we don't understand, let's address it by studying our Bibles and praying for understanding and confidence. Let's recognize that we must guard against dim vision due to our own complacency. The way we do that is to handle God's word. It is life, it is truth, and it is the very Son of God. Practically, we work that out through study, prayer, worship, Christian fellowship, and works of righteousness. Sharing the gospel with a non-believer is a great way to remain spiritually alert. We can only share as we have excess. If we have excess, it is a sign that we're receptive to God's word and ready to bear fruit. Christian, the work of the Holy Spirit in salvation should free us in spreading the gospel. The outcome of Christian witness is not based on how slick the presentation or how bold the presenter or any other human marketing. Yes, the message must be true and clear. If you're here tonight and you don't know what you believe about God, believe this: His word is true and without error. And John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." God's word is asking you to repent of sin and believe that Christ paid a debt that you couldn't pay. If you can hear this message, what are you waiting on? It is that simple. If you want to know more, reach out to any member of this church. We have a duty to you and to God to give a reason for the hope that is in us. So, Christian, what is keeping you from sharing the gospel? It's important for us to recognize that this passage was directed at the Jew first. And yet God has clearly demonstrated that he will break off unfruitful branches and graft in new branches. We need to examine ourselves tonight. If God did not spare the original branches, what right do we have to boast? The reason this verse causes our stomach to knot is we're reminded of our own salvation and the condition of our own heart. We all deserve condemnation, but God has chosen us to be his people. It is a remembrance that only by the grace of God we will stand in his presence for eternity. It is a remembrance for us to bow our head in humility. If we boast in anything except Jesus Christ and his righteousness, we're in danger of seeing but not perceiving. Quoting the hymn, "How Deep the Father's Love for Us," "I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom." The Jews added requirements when none were needed. Most clearly did not understand this passage. Do we understand the scripture? Christ told the disciples, if you don't understand this scripture, how will you understand the other parables? God has plainly told us to share his word indiscriminately. Who are we to refuse God? Who are we to wait on our own fitness? Tonight, let us heed the admonition of Christ to his disciples. Let us reflect on the example God made of the Jewish state and their blindness and deafness to the gospel. Let us understand the sovereignty of God in the Isaiah passage. Understanding the sovereignty of God is indispensable in understanding how to witness and not grow weary in that witness. We should be encouraged that all truths are found in God's word. And we're blessed that we all have Bibles to read. We need to share our joy with a lost world. We need to share a joy that only comes through knowing our sins are forgiven, and that only comes through the blood of Christ. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.